everybody. Hey. Hey. Welcome. Welcome back. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And we're going to spend a little time for you, giving you a couple of updates on things that are coming up that we think everybody will want to know about. First, let me start up with the lineup for the week. We're absolutely thrilled about the folks we have on the show. At the 11 o'clock hour, of course, we'll have Rebecca Costa joining us. Thinking Our Way Out of Extinction with author Rebecca Costa. And then, as we move forward, we're going to be also chatting with our buddy Temple Swift and Jeanette Brooks about chocolate, chocolate, chocolate. And guess who's going to be on the show, Benny, that hasn't been on in a really long time?
Oh, you're building it. Who?
Yeah. Tomorrow. Guess who?
I don't know. I'm letting you do it.
His name is Matt.
Oh, Matt James?
Matt James!
Oh, man.
Dr. Matt. He's a doctor now. Dr. Matt James.
Cool.
That's what I say. Expanding health, happiness, and human potential.
The HUNA way.
Through the HUNA.
Right, see?
I'm all about the HUNA.
Love it.
We're going to wear our grass skirts
you
tomorrow.
Can. I'm not.
Can I borrow your coconuts?
No. Those are my coconuts. No one can touch them.
All right. Well, and that's going to be what we're going to be doing there. That's exciting. I love it. I love it. I love it. And then guess who's coming back on Thursday? Because that's December 2nd, Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Eric from Vapor.
Oh, cool.
I know. Did your cutie get her Vapor?
Yes.
She wear it?
I haven't asked her if she's tried it yet. I will do that today.
I'm going to have to bring my Vapor in.
I was wondering.
All of the Holistic Makeover folks are wearing it now. Where's Valerie? Valerie, honey.
She's hanging out.
Oh, hey, how are you doing?
Rough.
How you feel? You feel okay? Are you okay? All right, good. So I'll bring in my Vapor for when Eric is here, and we could, like, maybe do you up. What do you think? Yep, she's got a thumbs up in there. And so we're going to have Eric, and then guess who? Sue Storm, the angel lady. Do you know she's doing a bunch of shows in December?
Yeah.
We always do that with Sue. Because, you know, you can't have enough angels, right?
Never have enough.
Never have enough angels. So, talking about angels, we have now sent out, for those of you that went to calltoconnection.com and signed up, and if you haven't, go ahead and sign up. Do you know how many gifts and prizes we have and are giving away from calltoconnection.com? Free. There's no gimmick. There's nothing. Do you know what the value is to date?
What's that?
Close to $30,000 worth.
Wow.
I know. Hmm. And so it's very simple. There's nothing for you to buy. Just go to calltoconnection.com and sign up and become a pay it forward angel. Tell your friends. And once you sign up, you actually will receive an official angel certificate. Isn't that good?
It's awesome.
You didn't sign up because you didn't get your certificate.
No.
Did you sign up, Valerie? Did you get your angel certificate? Isn't that cool?
You got yours?
Benny doesn't. He didn't sign up. That's why,
do.
Right? Did you watch the movie, Valerie?
She shook her head like, God.
Did you watch the movie when you signed up? Yeah, cool. So she's in the other room bobbing her head. So, I don't even want to talk about Texas sports because she's already looking not so happy. So we don't even want to go there. So we're going to have Sue Storm on this week as well. And we have a complete lineup on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I got to tell you who's getting a little controversial.
What's that?
He's actually going to be on the show. Our buddy, Mr. Paul McCormick.
Controversial?
He is.
The quiet,
let
like,
me tell you,
little Paul McCormick?
The dude is hosting his own show. I even called in and was, like, arguing with him.
Wow.
I did. I called in and was arguing with him.
Is it tough to do that since you normally don't?
I had to.
Okay.
Was it tough? But I didn't have to. I didn't have to because all of the other listeners on the East Coast were calling in. And he was having, so can I tell you what the, here, Valerie, come on in here and chime in. I got to tell you what the issue was because I need a sanity check from you youngins.
Oh.
I need to hear.
Hang on, there's a phone call. Maybe she needs to go run back in there.
Uh-oh, is
hey,
that
Paul?
Hey,
we got a phone call right now, too, so
Uh-oh.
Now you can go back
is
in and grab
Paul?
That.
Is that Paul? Uh-oh. Who do you think that is?
Probably someone that's going to call
Paul
you out. It's probably
calling.
Paul.
Paul is like, okay, Paul, if that's you, that's
a, you know it is.
Is it Paul? Oh, tell me it's the, is it Paul?
No.
Oh, dang, good. Wow. I don't know if he's listening or not. But he has been getting everybody fired up. He has taken on some very controversial topics.
Like,
let's start with the one from 2 weeks ago that I called in on. Let's start with the one that I called in on. Are you ready to hear what it is?
Yeah.
Unemployment.
Okay.
Does extending the unemployment benefits create a situation like, and I think, like he used welfare. Mm-hmm. And so he had this big dialogue with people calling in. And he was saying that he had offered somebody a $75,000 job and that they didn't take it because they would have preferred, they'd rather stay on their unemployment. And it was a very hot topic. I mean, and I just got completely fired up about it. Because anybody that's ever been on unemployment and that really wants to go get a job understands right now what it's like to try to get a job. And I'm not going to say that there's an age thing going on, but I will tell you that those of my friends out there that are now on unemployment, and I have several, and that are older than 50 are finding it extremely difficult, and they are trying. So what are your two perspectives on is the unemployment benefits being abused, and should we extend them?
Who wants to take a crack at that first? Me? All right, I'll go first. I've had my personal opinion on this.
This is going to be really
this
good.
This is tough.
It is. It's kind of tough. I'm going to just start with one way, and this is the direction I'm heading in. I feel that some people, and actually quite a few people, are taking advantage of it. And I've been reading a lot of reports saying it's better to just leave and collect unemployment rather than working in a market that's not doing very well, you know, or in the recession time or whatever. I've had a few friends that have milked it. They say by law or whatever the terms are, you're supposed to send in, you know, three companies that you've talked to that week or blah, blah, blah. People just make it up. They just provide information that you can get online. They collect another check.
Mm-hmm.
I find that it's not fair, and there's other people out there that are very hardworking and deserve a job, and there's other that just kind of skate on by, you know. And it's wish you could, I wish you could police that.
So,
but you can't.
Okay, so do you have an idea in your mind about what percentage of people are, what did you say, milking it, and what percentage are not?
I don't have.
Because this came up in the interview.
I know, I don't have an exact percentage.
For those of you,
though,
go listen to Paul McCormick's interview on the show. And then, Valerie, you're lucky this phone's ringing because we want you back in here. Make a number up, what you think.
I don't think I could make up the number, but I think it's definitely, well, if I was to make up a number.
I mean, you got an opinion, just guess.
I know. I'm going to say between 20 and 30%, I think, of people are making stuff up to collect.
Okay, 20 and 30%.
20 to 30. That's my guess, opinion. Okay. I don't even know if it sticks or holds glue or water or whatever.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Miss Valerie.
Me?
What's your
is it
opinion?
My turn?
Yeah.
Well,
this is
you
a
got
really,
a family
really...
member. Right?
Yeah. My father's on unemployment. 62 years old. Worked at two jobs for the past 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now
mm-hmm.
is on unemployment. Can't find a job anywhere. And I don't know. This is a touchy subject because I have mixed emotions about this. I think unemployment is a great, great thing that
the, great tool.
I think it's a great mm-hmm. thing that the federal government applies, mm-hmm. state to state.
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't say federal, state to state. State government applies for people, but supplies for people. But this day and age, 2010, 2008, 2009, with so many people on unemployment, I think people take advantage of the system. But that doesn't say, that does not mean that I think that there shouldn't be extensions and I don't think unemployment shouldn't exist. I think it is very, very, very valuable.
And I want to hear from people out there because this was a Paul McCormick show and I actually called in on the show. So Benny said 20 and 30% take advantage of the system. What do you think?
I would say 50. I mean, define taking advantage.
Well,
because, okay, if you can make more money on unemployment versus getting, for example, my father. I mean,
your father, right? 62 years old.
62 years old.
Is he looking?
Yeah, absolutely. Because apparently, well, I don't know how the rules are. I think they vary from state to state. But in Texas, if he wants to retire, he has to work within the last 2 years before retirement.
That's right.
So my dad cannot go on unemployment until his retirement age.
That's right.
Okay. So, of course, yeah, he's looking. But my dad was really well off when he was working. And my dad has been offered jobs making $30,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
My dad's 62. My dad made four times as much as that when he was working. So, of course, my dad says no.
Mm-hmm.
Is that milking the situation? I don't know. I mean, what define taking advantage of that? I think, you know, I don't know. Should he go back out and make $30,000 a year?
I think it's the young people that are taking advantage of it.
You think what?
The younger people.
But my
younger
dad, but you don't think my dad's taking advantage of it because he's 62 and not taking
advantage.
I think
he's been there a long time, though. He understands where he's coming from, how long he's worked compared to like a college kid or someone just freshly out of college.
But why should we pay our tax monies to somebody that doesn't want to take a $30,000 job? I mean, where do you draw the line?
Well, let's ask a different question on it, though. I mean, is $30,000 going to pay his rent? Is it going to take care of his family?
No. And another thing that has to do with this is $30,000 might suffice.
But let me ask a different question.
I want to bring up insurance, though.
Don't you think after 62 years, probably 40 years in the market, that he deserves the right to be picky? Okay, now we're talking. Let's take a short break. Boy, I should have done an hour on this. We'll be right back.
Invest in your life. Indigo Fusion Spa and Gallery, offering regular meditation classes, spiritually conscious art, holistic healing services, and classes in spiritual development and holistic wellness. This unique spa is located in Seattle's University District. For more information, visit us online at www.indigofusionsg.com. That's indigofusionsg.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
85% of diets fail because we treat weight loss as solving a problem. A world-class musician doesn't look at being great as a problem to solve. It's the outcome. It's the result of their motivation, plan, coaching, and daily choices. The Take Shape for Life program focuses on the outcome. That's what makes it different. Losing weight is just a byproduct of getting healthy. Talk to a health coach and hear their story of success. Call 877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Erna Yoga Centers provides an integrated yoga experience that encourages health, relaxation, and the inner pursuit of purpose without pretense through the natural connection of the body, mind, and spirit. Whether you are looking to yoga for exercise, improve your health, use yoga and meditation as a means of self-discovery, or learn how to teach yoga, our inspired instruction and supportive community will help you accomplish your goals. For more information, visit yogacenters.com. That's yogacenters.com.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies better respond to the modern world's high stress, toxicity, and pathogens. Herbs can assist our bodies with their powers of nourishment and strength, reconnect to the earth, and engage more fully with life through remedies from nature. Using vital herbs through teas, infused compounds, and powders, the talented, highly trained herbalists at Urban Wellness help choose the herbs best suited for you. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting Urban Wellness in downtown Kirkland or online at urbanwellness.net. That's urbanwellness.net.
Hey, everybody. welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And we were talking about, well, Benny and I, it started out by me saying that I am going to be in a creative space for the last 2 weeks of December, and there are going to be other people that are going to jump in and do the show. They're all hosts of their own show. Paul McCormick is one of them. And I was commenting that Paul, on his show now, has taken on some very controversial issues, but issues that we should be thinking about. And so one of the ones that I actually called in and commented on was when he was talking about unemployment and whether or not unemployment benefits should be extended. And he had a very personal situation where he offered somebody a $75,000 job. Hello, he didn't offer anybody here a 75, right? But he had offered somebody, apparently offered him a job, and the person said no to stay, I guess to stay on. I don't actually, you know, like that. But this is an important concept, because you have a lot of things happening right now in the government. Unemployment is on the table. Extending it is on the table. And for a lot of folks, if it doesn't get extended, they will clearly be in a tough place. And you were talking about your family, and we have Sandra on the phone. Let's bring Sandra in, Benny, and get her question.
Yeah, she wanted to chime in with our discussion. Sandra, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. What's going on?
Hi there.
Hey.
Because my son has a unique situation, I don't know how unique, but he's in an apprenticeship program in carpentry, and it's sponsored by a company, and they're laid off right now, and the company's struggling to get jobs, but they're still putting their apprentices in school. So he's still attending classes, and if he takes another job in the industry particularly in the industry for somebody else, he loses his position in the apprenticeship program as well as the job with the company.
Right. That's a very unique situation. My brother was an electrician, went through apprenticeship journeyman programs, et cetera, journey person programs. So that's a really tough situation. You know, if he takes a job, he's going to lose. And some of these apprentice programs, you're not grandfathered in, so to speak.
Right.
So there could be consequences. So what is the toughest situation? Do you think he should stay in the program or not?
He really needs to stay in the program. And it's been a struggle because he, you know, he's on unemployment. He would like to take a job, but most of the jobs he's been offered are not what he was being paid or even close. And he would give up his pay rate, which the company will take him back when they're flush again. But he'd lose his pay rate. He'd lose the education he's already done. It's tough, so he feels funky being on it, but he's stuck there.
Well, I think he's making an informed choice.
I think he should stay. He's already got something in the wings waiting for him. He's gaining education. It's only going to look better for him on a resume that he's doing an apprenticeship. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you call that an abuse of benefits?
No, I mean, me personally, I don't think so. He's getting his education. He's learning the craft while he's waiting. Like, it's other people that are gaining, claiming unemployment, and they're not doing anything at all. They're just sitting around. Mm-hmm. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They're actually moving towards something that's parallel with their mm-hmm. supposed job or wanting to get to it. That's
so, Sandra, what are you coaching your son about here?
Well, we've had some discussions about it, and he's had a couple offers that were pretty lowball, and he had to make the choice. And, you know, we had to sit down and pencil out what would it cost for you to go get this education privately, because you do, in the program he's in, he does end up with a degree. And so the cost to him to jump off unemployment, take a lesser-paying job, and lose his position with the company, which is really a job, and the education, the cost would be too much to let go of. So we've had to say it just doesn't pencil out for him to bail on it.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. And there are many people like this. Valerie was saying during the break about her dad. You know, there are other issues involved, like health insurance, right,
yeah.
Valerie?
Yeah, there's a lot of variables to this situation.
Mm-hmm. Right. That, you know, your dad on unemployment apparently must get some COBRA or something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Which is pretty high because it's temporary, but
it's
at
temporary.
Least it's there.
It's temporary.
It's there.
But it's available.
Right. And then this $30,000 position doesn't have benefits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you get offered a job that doesn't have benefits.
And your mom's not well.
And my mom's not well.
Well,
exactly.
Right. So, Sandra, thank you so much for chiming in on that.
Thanks, Sandra.
And I think thank you for sharing that perspective. One of the things that came up in the interview with Paul was the real issue. And one of the guys called in and said, you know, honestly, we're talking about 4% of the people. And so what I said
4%.
Was, that they suspect are abusing the privileges, so to speak. Nobody knows. You know, but somebody came
how
up
do
with
you,
some.
I don't know where you get that number.
You know?
Well, that's why she was asking me. I'm like, I just threw one out there. How do I get it?
I don't know where this guy got it, but he said that there was a study done. It says 4%. So let's take on a different issue because this got me all fired up. Mm-hmm. I said, okay, 4%. So how many people do we believe are abusing Social Security?
Oh, Pat.
So,
I didn't even know.
Well, so here's the deal. You know, if we're I mean, are we going to repeal a program that's helping 96% of the people live their lives? Are we not going? I don't know. Call me a softy. I've been called other things around this topic, by the way. but I don't believe in singling out for political reasons or other reasons such a small percent. And then showing the consequences to the majority of people that aren't really in that boat, like your dad.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, if your dad's unemployment does not get extended.
Yeah, I don't know what's going to, I don't know.
You do know.
Well, he's going to have to go get a lesser paying job. I don't know.
If he can actually get it.
If he can
because
actually get
let's
it.
Let's talk about what's going to happen. Unemployment doesn't get extended.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're talking millions of people flooding the market
right,
for jobs.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think your dad's chances are?
It doesn't look good.
What are the realistic jobs out there for people? I think Paul McCormick's job, whoever, you know, whatever that job was, call Paul McCormick and listen to the interview, see if that he's still got that opening. But I'm not saying that it's a very personal conversation to have. But they are, the unemployment benefits are in a position to not be extended. And that's very soon, like January.
Right, yeah. And you're right. I mean, people taking advantage of the system, whatever number that is, the people that need it outweigh the people taking advantage of it. So it doesn't matter.
Well, I would think so. I mean, I'm naive, I think. I think that people...
I said 15%.
I think that people are
bad.
Really...
It's not bad.
If you've ever been unemployed, which I have been, you do not feel good about this. You do not feel... If you're somebody that has worked all your life, like Linda has, like your dad has...
Mm-hmm.
There's, you know, the novelty of getting out unemployment wears off, and then you start to think, am I not good enough? Now, here's another dynamic to think about. Some people actually do apply for jobs. I don't know if you guys know what it feels like to be rejected over and over and over again.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know what it feels like to be of my age, or at least, and to go through the process and... there's just nothing there. And I have to tell you, I had credentials, right? When I did this, I had some credentials. It wasn't like I didn't have credentials. But to get those letters over and over and over again that say, sorry, you know, at least I was getting interviews. Most people right now not even getting it. Now with the whole electronic thing, you don't even get a letter. Nobody like
you just send your resume out to space.
They don't even tell you.
I still find that impersonal, though.
But you don't get a letter.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
I'd rather just go down and talk to them in person.
Right, but everything's done on a computer.
I know.
Yeah, no walk-ins, please.
No walk-ins.
Yeah.
I know. That's
no phone calls.
It's like, you know, and honestly, for me, it was very hard for me to walk in unemployment and get my check. I tell you, I cried every time I did that. I really did. Now, I guess you get them in the mail. No, you get them in your bank account now.
It's direct deposit.
But you don't even get a call from the people you're working for. That you go and you apply online, you get the thing online. So I don't have any answers. I want to thank you both for chiming in. And if you're interested in, you know, finding out more about this, you could certainly listen to Paul McCormick's show. But, you know, be aware that this is a benefit that could run out as soon as January for a lot of people. And then the question is, then what? So we're going to hold the highest and best for everyone and just make sure that we all know that for the majority of people that are on the verge of losing their homes or losing their health care, unemployment has been a godsend. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the show.